In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex Cobb has had the injury issues, which obviously hasn't been good. And Lane Thomas looks like, Andy, he's starting to settle in, figure it out, and that is starting to work out in the Guardians' favor as well.
He looked comfortable and was having fun yesterday.
Gentlemen, that is your starting lineup.
And that was your starting nine, brought to you by Bet365 and KC Roofing. From a hole in your roof to a whole new roof.
Everybody in the club. Oh, sorry.
You can see now what it was they wanted in Lane Thomas, why they went out and got him. You know, he's been swinging the bat really well, and it just gives Stephen Vogt, okay, he's in the outfield, done. You don't have to think about it very much. Don't have to platoon, even though he's better against lefties than he is against righties. But you can just put him out there. This is what they had in mind, Andy. So I'm glad it's working.
Center field, too. I mean, remember when they first brought him over, like you and I both said, put him in center field. Let's see what he does. And they were like, oh, he didn't play center field. And all of a sudden, he does play center field. And look at his numbers.
He's been okay, hasn't he?
242 is what he's hitting now. So he's definitely turned things around. I think he's having fun. I think, you know, when the team was reeling, he was a reflection of it. And it was easy to point the finger at him because he was the new guy. Now he has completely settled into the middle of the lineup, which is where they desperately needed help because they were getting some offense from the top of the lineup, and now all of a sudden, Thomas and Manzardo. Man, Manzardo's been fun to watch, hasn't he?
He's been doing the job.
I wish he wouldn't have. Although that was a great play at short yesterday. That got him doubled up on the double play when he was at third after he hit his double, but that's okay. It's all right.
That's okay.
Lively, that was scary yesterday.
I hope he's okay.
That was scary.
Oh, yeah.
Avila came in, did a nice job last night. I think I was just kind of was sitting back, watching him come out of the pen, a quick notice, got him back out there. Looked good. Impressed.
To go big picture here,
mm-hmm.
That's tough news on Sam Henches. He's out 12 to 14 months with the shoulder surgery that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they've perfected, let me knock on wood, they've perfected the ulnar collateral ligament transplant surgery known as Tommy John surgery. That looks like
Dr. Phelps.
You have a really good chance of coming back from that and regaining what you had before. The shoulder surgeries are still a little bit of a trouble spot. So you hope that Sam Henches can come back and be as strong as he once was, you know, because Sam could bring it.
Yeah.
And he was terrific out of the bullpen. And he's another one of those guys who was a starter who they made a bullpen guy. And with Sam and Hunter Gaddis, you know, in the back of my mind, still with Hunter Gaddis, it's like, you need a starter for next year? Well, maybe it's Hunter Gaddis. You stretch him out and you give him the opportunity next year. You know, other guys have started in the bullpen and become something. Nolan Ryan, going way back.
That is way back.
It's happened before. And maybe Hunter is that guy next year. But now you don't have Sam Henches there. And again, who knows if Sam ever returns to what he was? You hope yes, but there's no guarantee of that. I would say you've got a better shot with Tommy John surgery than you do with a big shoulder surgery.
Probably. I mean, they perfected it now. I mean, it wasn't that long ago that, you know, what did they call it before Tommy John had it? I don't know. Anybody else have it before Tommy?
Nope.
Okay. Well, then that explains that.
Hey, Tommy, here's the deal. I'm thinking if I take a ligament out of your leg or out of a dead person and put it in your elbow, we can put it back in there, fix you up. It's completely a shot in the dark, You want to do it? Otherwise, you're done. You do it, maybe you can keep pitching for another 15 years. Yep, let's go. He did, and there goes baseball history.
Yep. Probably the most significant medical breakthrough in the game.
I don't think that's any stretch. That's exactly the case. You confident this team can hit the rest of the way?
No, but I'm happy to watch along. You want me to be more honest?
Could you think about that before you give me the answer, please?
You know, I get excited when Thomas and Manzardo are hitting in the middle of the lineup. Like, Kwan steps up to the plate. I think there's always a chance he's going to get it. Ramirez, there's no question I think he can get you hit. Naylor, I always love watching him swing out of his shoes. I think it's half the fun of the game. But I don't feel confident at the bottom of the order. I never do. Can you ask for more out of a catcher? I don't know. Can you ask for more out of your shortstop? Probably. Right?
Offensively?
Yes.
Heck yeah, you can ask for more out of your shortstop.
Okay, so I just... When you're only batting 7 against 9 and the other team's hot in the playoff game, you're in trouble. I'm not... Just be patient at the plate. That's really what I'm asking for. Even if you go 0-for-4 and you're patient at the plate and you make the other guy burn 10 pitches... Fall off a couple, okay.
Yeah.
That gets me closer to getting a good pitcher out of the game. And I can live with that because you can actually do your job without actually having to get a hit. Let's wear out the other pitcher. Just be resilient at the plate and let the guys that are able to hit at the top.
Hit at the top.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm curious. I don't mean to look too far down the road. I wonder if this team is built for the playoffs. I wonder. You know? We've seen it dodge little problem spots here and there. The offense has struggled significantly at times, yet there they sit. The starting rotation has been rebuilt on the fly, yet there they sit in first place.
Jeff, they easily could have fallen off the face of the earth.
Oh,
they easily could have just dropped out of it and said, well, it was a great run, it was a great season. No one expected anything out of us, and then completely fallen apart and called it a day, especially when they were losing all those games, and then you drop 3 to Kansas City, and, you know, you lose that doubleheader. Then you've basically lost the lead in the Central, and then you've built up a little bit of street cred. You built up a little bit of this 3.5-game lead. Now you go into Los Angeles and Chicago, and you're like, you know what? Don't have to win every game on this. We're going away for 6. Let's just make sure we win 3 so we can stand pat because we built a little bit of a lead because we slingshot it a little bit when we played Pittsburgh and Kansas City. And now all of a sudden you get that first win in Los Angeles because I think on this trip that was the biggest win of the trip. That first win, the first night in, because it took some of the pressure off you thinking, hey, we're going to go to Chicago on the back end of this trip. And I'm not saying the players think this way because they can't. But big picture-wise, when you go back and look at what they were able to do, getting that win the first night in Los Angeles was gigantic because you have to say to yourself, we got 6 on the road, we're 3.5 up, and if we can just split on the road, that's all we got to do. Take care of business at home, split on the road, you're going to do good things. And that's what happened, and that's why, you know, winning that first game in Chicago was big. Now they've come back and won the first 2 in Chicago, and if you can win today with a 2-10 start, now all of a sudden you've won that trip. Yeah, worst case scenario, you're going to tie out this trip, no harm, no foul.
You know what's interesting to me? A couple of things here. Number one, though none of us want to go ahead and say, yeah, you're looking at the playoffs, they have a 9-game lead over the team that's not in the wild card. So there's a lot of, I mean, that's a pretty good distance. The Tigers are the team that's trying to get into the wild card, and they're 3 games behind the Twins right now. So right now, Andy, you're looking at three teams from the Central going to the playoffs, and the next one in line to try and get in is the Tigers. I mean, who'd have thought that four teams from this division would have playoff aspirations this late in the year? That's pretty stunning, man.
Well, it doesn't hurt when you have a 33-win team in your own division, and you know you're going to get more. It's not like it was before where you were playing 17 games against these teams, but you can't tell me having that diving board known as the Chicago White Sox in your division hasn't helped this division get victories.
I would agree with that. We're going to end up with postseason baseball here. That's just happening. And I just think that's fabulous. Because I don't know that we all expected that this year.
No, I don't think. Pitching-wise, I thought we could get there. But then when the pitching fell apart in the beginning of the season and you got injuries and you're trying to figure this thing out, I think the thing that no one saw coming, because bullpens are fickle every year, is that the bullpen was able to do what it was able to do. That's the key to this entire season.
Well, it is.
The fact that they've kept you in every game and you have the best closer in the game.
Are you surprised? And I know he had a rough stretch. You surprised that they designated Scott Barlow for assignment? I really am, man. I know he had given up like 11 runs in his last 10 or 11 games. I know the number wasn't good. Except Scott Barlow has a real track record. And that bullpen's been a key, and he's been a part of it. And they designated him for assignment. Last check, he's not with anybody right now. They could send him down to Columbus if he clears and everything's done. But as a veteran, he would have to accept that assignment. But if he did that, then he'd still be able to come up and play in the postseason, Andy, if they get there, or later this year. And the way they've been running Anthony Gost back and forth, you never know. I mean, Anthony Gost has been designated for assignment 73 times.
Is he eligible? If they did bring him back, would he be eligible for the
playoffs? I would think he is. He's on the 40, man, isn't he? Right now?
Yeah, but
they'd have to clear a spot for him if he went to Columbus, probably. If you designate him, you take him off the 40, man. But if he comes back, you could clear a spot. I mean, what the heck? Make it 74 for Anthony Gost.
I feel bad for that dude.
I do too, except for one thing. He's making major league money.
No, well, that's true.
A little bit. Not as much as he'd like, but a little bit. So that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, as long as you got cash coming in. Life is good.
We'll see. 2 o'clock start today for the Guardians as they wrap up against the Chicago White Sox. Congratulations, fellas. It's been fun. It's going to be more fun to come. So I can't wait for that. Browns will be speaking in Berea. Players. And we'll hear them right here coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.